10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Joanne Freiberg, education consultant, school climate, restorative practice, bullying, and charter education turnaround office, Connecticut State Department of Education. That's quite a mouthful, but she has done a tremendous job, truly well-known. And I was lucky enough to get her here this morning because this is big. Education, as I said, consultant, but also bullying. How big is bullying in the schools? So let's get to our special guest. Joanne, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Brad, and thank you for inviting me.
No, it's great to have you here. You know something? I'll never forget. This was back some time ago when I never even thought about bullying, and it was starting in the schools, and that's why I wanted, one of the reasons I wanted to get you on this morning. What is the situation now as far as bullying in the schools?
Well, the schools are working tirelessly to create safe environments for young people, physically safe, emotionally safe, intellectually safe places. And since we passed bullying laws, ours was first passed in 2002, bullying came in an explicit way. It really, the watershed moment was Columbine on April 20th, 1999.
Right.
But since the implementation of laws throughout the state and the country, for that matter, the language of bullying has entered our vocabulary, as you seem to indicate. We had bullying when we were growing up, but we just didn't call it that. We called it behaviors. So there's some misconceptions about bullying. These days, everything seems to be labeled bullying, and bullying is a title and a label. It's not a behavior. So you have to unpeel it when somebody alleges that they're being bullied. So I think the public perception is that it's a greater problem than it really is.
Really?
We do have children being mean or cruel to one another. But what we do at the State Department of Education is help schools and the adult educators in them fill their own toolboxes with strategies and practices that help diminish the amount of cruel, mean behavior and ultimately eliminate it by focusing on the quality of the school climate, which is really about how people treat one another, and ultimately become restorative schools where we help individuals repair any harm that has been done when there is mean or cruel behavior. But whether it rises to the level of bullying is a school determination. It's not an arbitrary determination.
Joanne, another question that I have, and I'm concerned, I have to be honest with you, about the behavior in some of these schools. I'm concerned about what the teachers have to go through. So that is my next question. What is, as you see it, what is a good definition for the school climate?
Well, the school climate is all about, ultimately, the character and quality of school life. But more specifically, it's about how the people, not just students, as you suggest, the adults too, treat one another. And this is the focus of our work, is not just to continue the conversation just around bullying per se, but to look at the solutions. And the solutions are to improve the skills of adults and children, as well as the standards and expectations about how we should treat one another. And if it's not happening in school and homes and communities, it is the obligation of the school to focus on that in addition to academics, actually focusing on school climate, on the quality and character of school life and how people treat one another, is a necessary precondition for high-quality learning. So this is really an obligation that schools have, and they take it very seriously, and they're working immensely hard to help create positive school climates.
You know, again, when you go into a school, and there's a lot of pressure. There's no question. A lot of pressure on the students, You got the parents who worry about the students because of the things that have happened at some of these schools. Now, let me just ask you about protection. Are the schools, do you feel, do they have enough protection for the students? Times have changed. We all know that. And you don't know who's going to walk in or who's going to, you know, and these are some of the concerns that all of us hear about. How do you look at that as the leader in your particular area? How do you look at it as a person?
Well, I believe that schools in Connecticut are what we call very hardened. It's very difficult to get into a school. And those are, even though they are very serious matters when that kind of breach happens, paying attention to what goes on inside the school has far more import than just focusing on who might be able to get in, because that is a very rare occurrence. And that's why when something like that happens, we hear it all over the nation, because it is so rare. What we really need to focus on, and we are, and educators here in the state are really leading the nation, in understanding and learning what they have to do to create physically, emotionally, and intellectually and culturally safe schools. So we at the department offer almost weekly training sessions at no cost for educators, and we fill them. And we fill them on school climate. We fill them on restorative practices. We want educators to be fully aware of how they can help create the safest learning classrooms, hallways, playgrounds, and so on that are conducive to learning and destinations for students and parents and guardians and family members.
You know, Joanne, it's really a tough life compared to some others, and it's a tough profession now. I mean, teaching is not easy. My mother was a school teacher, but it was nothing like it is today, I'll tell you that.
It isn't. I mean, times have changed. The landscape is very different from when you and I were growing up. But that doesn't mean that we don't take this landscape very seriously. The issues with technology, the issues with community incivility, these are all part of what children walk in with and what parents feel pressure around. And more, we in Connecticut especially, are understanding that this has to be among the top priorities that we focus on in schools. This can't be an afterthought, and it is not an afterthought. We know that high-performing schools in this state, their primary driver is focusing on creating a positive school climate, a safe, conducive to learning environment. That is what drives high academic achievement. And it's not just me saying that. The research meets that out in Connecticut as well as nationally.
Well, that's why I wanted you on, Joanne, and I just wanted an update. I hadn't done one for a while, but I know students that get into some tremendous universities and colleges, and this area has always been an area that's been right out front, and I just wanted an update, and I thank you very much for being with me this morning.
I really appreciate the opportunity, and if anybody wants to learn more about our professional development, which we open to parents and guardians as well, they can contact me through the State Department, and I believe you have my email address and direct phone line, because this work is paramount to helping students achieve well.
And we'll get it out to them. I thank you so much. This is really exactly what I wanted, because we hadn't talked about it for a while, and you see the kids every day and you think about them, and so that's the reason Joanne is with me. Thank you so much again. Have
thank
a good day.
You. I really appreciate it.
You bet.